On today's Tech Help for Churches, my interview with Todd Elliott, former tech director of Willow Creek Community Church, all about his new initiative, the Philo Conference, and listen for what he said that surprised me, but in a good way. Hi, and welcome again to Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week we talk about using the internet, new media, social media, etc. in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, ask your question, so do that below the video. If you're watching the video, which chances are you probably are, but if you're listening to the audio, you're not a second-class citizen. I want to hear from you as well, so drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, and we can interact that way, or you can hit me up on Twitter. Paul Allen Cliff is a good way to do that as well. That's PaulAllenCliff. Well, this is such a good conversation that I have with Todd, and I've tried to leave most of it in, but it's just good stuff, all about the upcoming Philo Conference, which I'm going to, and just a little over a week. In fact, I'll leave a week from today as I'm recording this. And if you'd like to join me in Chicago, I actually have a coupon code. I don't, as far as I know, make any money on this, but every bit you save helps you and your ministry. So just put in my Twitter handle as the coupon code when you go to First In, Last Out. FirstInLastOut.us. If you register for one of the conferences there, just put in Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenCliff. So right now I've got Todd Elliott on the line with me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Todd, I've been a big fan for a long time. I talked to you first about 18 months ago. I think that was it. And so first off, I'm just going to break the ice by asking the hard question. Can you tell me, why is it you left Willow Creek?
Yeah, no, why I left Willow Creek is a great question. It's probably been a year now. So the beginning of April. It's been a little longer than a year. I wasn't energized by going to work every day. I wasn't feeling like this is what God made me for. There were elements of my job that I felt like this is exactly what God made me for. But I would say, 80% of my job was not who I was anymore. And it wasn't bad or bad people or bad situation. It was something that I needed to look in the mirror and say and feel great about. I feel like I'm doing exactly what God's called me to. And I couldn't say that. I've got kids that are in high school now, and we talk a lot about let's figure out the way God made you, and let's figure out how to, what does that look like for college and your career and all that stuff. And, I made a pact with myself years ago that I wanted to love my job every day. I didn't want to just have a job that would get me to the weekend and, help me pay for a life that existed on the weekend. I wanted to love every day. And so I've been talking to my kids about this, and I wasn't living that way. I wasn't living that way. And so it just started a process for me of seeking God, praying, asking, what is going on and what do you have for me? Do I trust that you can take care of me if I step away from this? I mean, really, if we talk about church production, having the job of leading the production team at Willow Creek, I mean, it doesn't really get much better than that. I mean, I had a great team, great, leadership who believed in production. I had budgets that supported that vision. And so from the outside looking in, and even for me, it's like, why would you ever walk away from that? Are you nuts? But I felt like it was a radical, I felt called away from it. And I didn't, by God, and I didn't know what I was going to do next. but I knew that God is calling me to take the step of faith, and so I'm going to take it. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that if I were honest, God has been faithful in the past, and why wouldn't he be faithful now? And so it's been a faith step for me. There was no human reason to leave Willow Creek. And I'm on, you know, I still do lots of work with them, for them. I've got a couple big events coming up that I'm a part of, just on a constant basis. My family goes to church there still. So there's, I mean, it feels a little bit weird to enter the building without any kind of responsibility. But other than that, you know, that's on me. Other than that, I mean, it's been a fabulous experience, with me and, you know, the leaders at Willow Creek. And, but yeah, for me, it was a spiritual internal struggle to say, what does God want me to be doing today? And do I have faith that he can take care of me in the midst of that? So yeah, no, not a huge, you know, scandal or, you know, big, juicy story, but it was definitely my team and the teams that I worked with. You know, when God's trying to get your attention, try to pay attention and do what he's asking, because I would say I feel like a different person today because I'm stepping out in faith and what I feel like God's called me to, you know, rosy and whatever, but I definitely feel like, okay, this is more like what I feel like God's called me to. So yeah, so that's my story.
So one advantage is that basically you have the freedom to do a lot of things that you couldn't do before, including you can do this conference. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, yeah, freedom's a good word. Sometimes it feels like a giant gaping abyss, but yeah, freedom has been great. It's been a good season of time with my kids and family. To be home more. I'm also traveling a little more, which is different from what I was doing before. But yeah, overall, it's been, if I were honest, it feels like a miracle that my mortgage is getting paid. You know, somehow it's happening. And so, he's been faithful. I would say that there were really a few things that I was hanging on to my job at Willow for. And I feel like all those things are still happening without it. So I just feel like God's really come through like he promises to. So
before we move on, is there any encouragement that you have for anyone who's kind of in a similar predicament as you that really feels God calling them into something totally different, but they're scared? They don't really want to step out of the boat, as it were. Do you have anything to offer them to help them along in the journey?
I mean, I would say it's, every situation is different, but I would say if God's calling you to step out of the boat, that you do it. It's terrifying. It's scary. It doesn't make sense, but I think God is to be trusted. And, you know, my life is not roses and berries, but it is good. And I had some, you know, moments of anxiety with the Philo conference. You know, is it going to be great and, you know, worth it and whatever? But I feel like it's an act of trusting in God. And he is, you know, from my last day at Willow was August 30th, from that day to this, you know, what is that, 6 months or something? It's been rough and tough and confusing, but God, I hope that, you know, even telling the story, it's like I had nothing that I was going to a year ago, you know, when I decided I think I gotta pull the plug on this. And believe that in a year from now, I'm going to look back and say, oh yeah, look at all these things God lined up and makes total sense. And really, that's how I feel. That as I look at my life, God sort of has lined things up and made it work. And I just think he's, if you feel the tug you know, that God is calling you to something else, you should pay attention to it and maybe do it. I guess maybe on a flip side, like I spent a lot of years, you know, not just thinking about, okay, this place is crazy and I need, you know, how can I work the hardest I can? What can I do differently? How can I adjust? And, you know, I think there's a lot of work to be done before you just say, oh, I think God's calling me away from this place because it's too hard. And so I'm going to be out of here. You know, that I really did a lot of that stuff. And so, yeah, at the end of it saying, okay, God, what do you have for me? And just take the leap. So.
Yeah, it sounds like to me it wasn't that you were burnt out and said, I'm going to leave because I'm burnt out. It almost sounded like I've accomplished everything God had for me to do here, and it's time for me to accomplish something that I can't do here. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know that I would have thought of it in those terms a year ago. I think I felt like, yeah, I think my time is done. God has something different for me, and I just need to, I'm not going to know about it until I take the step. And so that's what it felt like to me. Like, as long as I'm hanging on to this, I'm not going to get my next assignment. And so that's what it felt like from my perspective a year ago.
Okay, Todd, so back to the main reason that I have you here today. Could you tell me a little bit about the Philo Conference, First In, Last Out, and your vision behind it?
So after leaving Willow Creek Community Church as the technical arts director there in August, the end of August, I was still trying to figure out, okay, what does God have next for me? What's my next big thing? And somewhere along the way decided, I think, you know, the idea of Gurus of Tech was something that really resonated with me and something that I've been passionate about under different names at different times throughout my life as a technical artist in the church. And so gathered together the group of people that helped pull off Gurus of Tech at Willow Creek and said, what did we love about it? What would we like to see different? And really try to make it into you know, a new version of that event. So through that process, we came up with the idea of calling it First In, Last Out Conference, Philo for short, which is, I've been writing a blog for several years under that name. And so that was kind of the group's decision to have that be the name. It's amazing when you start brainstorming ideas, how tough it is to come up with one that you absolutely love. And so First and Last Out was not my first choice, but I've grown accustomed to it and love it now. And so the idea is to bring inspiration, education, community to the Church Technical Artists group in six different regions around the country. We're starting with Chicago in a couple weeks. Not in a couple weeks. It's almost a week from now. We'll be there. And then we've got one coming up in Dallas, which is about a month from now at Gateway Church. We're working on getting four other sites around the country lined up. And so we're excited about partnerships with different churches and different regions. But we haven't nailed anything down enough to be able to publish the dates. If I were honest, I think as a tech person in the local church, I usually find out about events through the bulletin or some slide on the side screens that say, hey, this event's happening. And so we sort of all look at each other and say, oh, I guess we're working on that night, kind of a thing. And so I don't want to be that guy who publishes dates and then forces somebody into, like, you know, covering over my mistake. So we're holding off until we know for sure that it's on the calendar with that church, and then we'll publish the dates.
That sparks a memory in my mind, Todd. Were you involved in the arts conference, which was one of the things that drove me into doing technical arts in my church?
Yeah, I was involved with the arts conference. And that was, I started my job at Willow Creek in 2004. In 2003, I'd been invited to teach at the arts conference as an outside person, and a lot of that idea of trying to build into the technical arts community was really a lot of what piqued my interest in coming to Willow Creek in the first place. And so from there on, I was involved in the arts conference, teaching various breakouts and different things, helping organize it from the technical breakout side. And even before that, I was at a church in Michigan where we held a gathering for technical artists in the local church, sit together and share ideas, and a few hundred people showed up. So even if I go back into the early 2000s, it was something that really mattered a lot to me, because I wanted it for myself, the community amongst technical artists. And so looking around saying, well, if I have a passion for it, I should probably do something about it. And so that really hasn't changed. How I feel about it now is still, it's very important to me. I'm trying to, take care of the things that, if nobody else is going to do it and I see an opportunity, then I'm going to try and take it. So it's definitely been a roller coaster experience so far, but I'm excited. I would say I don't feel any, what the heck are you doing? This is crazy. This is too much work. You must be insane. But I know that once we're there, I'm going to say I have to figure out how to do this all the time. So anyway, I'm really excited about content we're developing. We've been working on some video ideas. We've been working on different content things, figuring out when we're going to rehearse different things. And so, it's coming together, and I'm pretty excited about what's going to happen in just over a week.
So tell me, what area is this conference geared towards? Is it all for sound people or all for lighting people, or is it more of a mix amongst all the technical arts disciplines?
I would say, so the day is made up of really three main sessions for everyone. And those are really more about the heart of being a technical artist in the local church. So they're very non-technical in nature, but we're excited about, we've got several, we've got the band leader for Chris Tomlin. We had a conversation with him just about, with the front of house engineer for Chris Tomlin, just talking about how do techs and the band work together to kind of achieve the same goal, which is, people engaged in worship. I'm really excited about that. And then we've got the teaching pastor from Willow Creek Community Church, who's going to be just kind of putting our service to the church in context of, what God had in mind when he created us as technical artists. So I'm excited about that. And then I'm kind of teaching about just the work that we have right in front of us. Like, how do we approach the work that God has called us to? So those three main sessions are very more heart-focused than they are technical-specific. So I think they apply to all of us. From what I've gathered, meeting different tech people from around the country and the world, that these are all topics that we can really learn from. And then there are three time slots during the day where we get a chance to learn skill-specific topics. So there's an audio breakout section, there's a video breakout section, there's a lighting breakout section, and then leadership. And so we're kind of hitting all of the different areas. So for video, we have Darren Nisley, who's anchoring that time, who's really, he's the live video director at Willow Creek. We've got Jeff Sandstrom, who's the front of house engineer for Chris Tomlin, who is going to be anchoring the audio portion of that. We've got Chris Thomas, who is the technical director at Cherry Hills Church in Denver, Colorado. And so he's going to be anchoring the lighting portion. And then the leadership one is going to be made up of different people. I guess I would say I'm anchoring that, but I've got Andrew Stone, who's teaching some from Church on the Move, and then Dennis Choi, who's from North Coast Church in San Diego, is going to be doing some teaching on volunteerism. And then we, for the Chicago one, at least we have kind of a special breakout that we're getting ready to announce here in the next day or so, which is about being a female in the church production world, which is, you know, predominant. And so what is it? I think some of the best tech people I know happen to be female. And so I've sort of asked them to kind of gather together to talk to other females that are there just about, like, what does it mean to, you know, live in this world that is predominantly male? So so that's kind of a special Chicago-only thing that we're hopefully going to be rolling out in the next, well, tomorrow, I guess, the next day or so.
I know sometimes small churches feel like they're left out, like all the big magazines don't ever talk about them, like all the equipment is way too expensive. Is this conference like this, or is it geared towards them to help the people in the smaller churches that are just emerging in their technical arts ministries?
I guess I would say that it's not large church centric. I mean, we're meeting in a relatively large church, both for the Dallas and the Chicago events. The same will be the case for the other ones that we have planned in other cities. But I would say for the majority of the people coming, it's really geared towards the smaller churches, the younger tech people. If I were honest, I remember this is probably going back 15 years. I asked the question of the person who was leading the production team at Willow Creek at the time. I said, "Where do you guys go for inspiration? What conferences do you attend?" You know, Willow Creek they're the ones hosting all the conferences. And so he didn't really know how to answer the question because they have so much work to do that, you know, there's really not time to get to be inspired, to feel like you're part of a community. And so I think they're in a different category. And really, you know, I don't really have a whole lot that I can say to the team at Life Church or North Point or Willow Creek that they haven't already heard or that they're not, you know, way down the road on. And so I think, you know, for me, the majority of churches are, 200 people or less. And I to do production in the local church now means that every church has some production elements happening. And so most churches need a tech person. And so what I'm hoping from the Philo conference is that people get a glimpse of how to be the best tech person they can be, to be the best technical artist in their local church that they can be. And so for me, if we can change how production is done in the local church at any level, whether there's 10 people coming or 10,000 people coming, that those churches will be better because the church tech person being a fully devoted Christ follower. And so what I'm hoping is that we can learn some skills at Philo. We can be a part of a community to feel like we're not alone, we're not crazy, who God created us to be in our local church. And to me, it feels like, you know, the ultimate goal is then that church is more fully functional because the tech person has gotten in touch with who God made them to be and is ready to be that fully. You know, that can apply to any size church, but I think the kinds of things we're talking about is, you know, really applies to everyone. It doesn't matter if you have the latest and greatest soundboard, the skills and techniques you're going to learn in those audio classes will apply to, you know, a 16-channel Mackie or the newest SSL console that's out there. I'm really hoping that it covers, you know, the full range of church size.
So how can a team cast the vision to their pastor to allow them to go to something like this, and not only to allow them, but to encourage it? Do you have any words of wisdom in that area?
Sure. I mean, I guess I would say that, you know, there's an opportunity to learn something So to become better at the skill that you're doing at your local church. And so I think that's something that really speaks to senior pastors, you know, to say, hey, we're gonna invest in these people and they're gonna do their jobs better, hopefully. Which I think is speaks to a leader of a church. I think the other thing too is to think about to figure out how to communicate the, you know, we're going to this conference and it's going to help us get a better grasp of how to be the best technical director or volunteer or whatever your role is that our church needs. And I think that's the, you know, every church leader wants to know, hey, I've got a person who wants to be a part of the vision of our church, wants to figure out how to do that better. And so, that's really would be a way that I would kind of explain it to my senior pastor if I were trying to sign up to go.
So let's say that this is a success, and so you keep on doing it. What's your vision for how the Philo Conference will look in 10 years? What would you like to see?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm hoping my wife doesn't listen to my answer right now. But I would hope in 10 years that there's no need for this. That through this event we change the dynamic of how the church tech person thinks about their role in their local church. That really they unapologetically embrace who God made them to be, detail oriented and kind of having a list driven and figuring out how to get things done, but really then gets in touch with what it means to follow Christ in the midst of that. I mean so many people that are burnt out and just ready to hang it all up because of the first part of who they are and sort of overcommitting and over feeling like they need to do more than I think what God's called them to, but that we would be able to change the culture of how the church tech artist functions. So that I meet I was just at NAB conference last week and ran into a lot of people that I already knew, but and some new people, and some of the people that are at highly functioning, healthy churches. It's like they don't really need this because they're living it. And so I guess I would say my hope would be that we'd all sort of be living it in 10 years, that it wouldn't be, to feel like I live, within, I have really healthy boundaries. I have, great work ethic. Things are going really great for me as a tech person in my local church. I would love to see that be the norm. And if this event could help make that the case, then yeah, I'd be happy to say, in 10 years, we're not even going to do it. Or we just totally reinvent the idea so that it's something completely different and fills in a different void. But I think I would really love to, for churches to see real change because their tech person has changed, and for their to not be a need to send the tech person away to be encouraged and inspired in that way every day.
So, would you say that this is the holy discontent moment, the can't stand it moment that prompted you to found this conference?
Yeah, I think I don't know if I want to address that specifically, but it's definitely the thing that drove me to this point. I mean, I've been at churches of all different sizes that I've worked at, volunteered for, done consulting with. And the thing that just surprised me, especially coming, to Willow Creek, which is, you'd think from the outside looking in, they've got it all figured out and, it's all going great. But there are people, same things that a church of 100 people is struggling with. And that's feeling alone, feeling misunderstood. And I just think that there's an opportunity to be encouraged and inspired and learn new skills that, is going to make each tech person better, each church better as a result. And so, yeah, I think that was really, you know, to use a phrase from Bill Hybels at Willow Creek, you know, that's my holy discontent. That that's the thing that gets me out of bed in the morning to try to figure out how do we change how people feel. And, you know, on a certain level, it's for us technical artists in the local church, we're kind of at the bottom of the food chain. You know, it's like we don't have a whole lot of control over a whole lot. But we do have control over how we respond to different situations. And so I just think if we can learn how to look at reality differently, to respond differently, that, you know, suddenly our reputation is going to change from being kind of the grumpy tech person to how can we, you know, the can-do, loving individual, and then that's gonna really change how churches are. And so, yeah, that's, I think for me, that's the thing burning inside me that I want to try to help make different.
So is that your vision for them, that they would come back refreshed with their batteries charged, ready to serve in their local church with a renewed sense of vigor and purpose?
Yeah, I would say so, to be inspired, to keep going, even something as simple as to participate in a worship experience that you don't have to work, you know, to feel, I mean, almost human, to feel like a participating member of something instead of the person who's just facilitating other people participating. I think there's something very honorable about the part we play in the local church, but to have a chance to actually, I don't have to worry about the slides working. I don't have to worry about the mix or somebody complaining about it being too loud. I don't have to worry about light shining in people's eyes. I just get to sit back and be a part of this experience. Even something feels like could be a huge win for people.
Finally, one last thing. I know that you've mentioned that you do some freelancing in addition to this conference. So I was just curious, if a church is in a position where they think, man, we have no idea how to do this thing that the pastor has the vision for, but if we could just find someone that knew how to do this and all we had to do is come up with a little money to pay them, we would do that in an instant. And you're telling me that the former technical director from Willow Creek Community Church is willing to help us out? Where do I sign up? So where do they sign up? How can they get a hold of you?
I would suppose the best way to get a hold of me is via email, which is simply todd@fusion.productions. There's no .com, .org or anything. It's a new, productions is a new suffix. Is that right? The right word? Yeah, suffix on the internet. And so, yeah, I've been helping some local churches. I've been helping, different large events. I'm doing a couple of big conferences that I'm the production manager for. And so, those are the things I really love to do. And so, like I said, God has provided them for me to be a part of. And so, if people are interested in using me, I'd be happy to have a conversation with them.
Well, this has been a great interview with Todd Elliott, former technical director at Willow Creek Community Church and founder of the Philo Conference, First In, Last Out. I'd like to thank Todd for joining me on this interview, and Todd has been very generous in allowing me to spread this little coupon code. So you may know that my Twitter account is Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanCliff. If you use that name when you register for the Philo Conference, whichever one you do, as long as the dates have been announced and everything, as I'm recording this right now, that's the Chicago and the Dallas Conference. for either of those conferences and ones in the future, just put in that coupon code and you'll get 10% off. Now, I don't know that I get any kickback or anything, but it's really enough for me to know that I'm helping you. So please do that so that we can get more and more people to this sort of thing and you can really get everything that you can out of it to help your church change lives and eternities. If you like this content, don't hesitate to subscribe to my email newsletter by heading over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There I've got some free church tech gifts for you and a free subscription to my newsletter where I announce things like when I first found out that I was going to this conference. And I'm also going to put that coupon code in there too for the people that already get that. So, go ahead, sign up for the newsletter, and until next time, go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.